Welcome to Living Better with Laura Smith.
Getting so much better all the time.
77 WABC. Welcome to Living Better with Laura Smith, the show that lets you connect with the experts. And we are live today on this rainy, rainy Sunday in Midtown Manhattan. Saw some big dogs downstairs because the Westminster dog show's happening. But we're up here cozy in the studio, and this is the place where we take your phone calls, because I bring to you the greatest people who have invented and started companies that are truly life-changing. That's what the show is about, to be a life-changer. And today I am so grateful to welcome back to the show Paul Bode. He is the co-founder of and CEO of Serenity Wave. Serenity Wave is a magnetic halo, and it is changing the way America sleeps, including my own, thankfully, after all this time. So we want to give you a chance to call in and get your questions answered by this nuclear scientist that invented this incredible product that is changing my life. And the number to call here is, as always, 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. So happy to have you back, Paul.
And I'm looking forward to, again, talking to some people. And
you were so wonderful the last time you were on. You'd never been on a radio show before, but you sound like you have been doing radio your whole life. You've got one of those big booming voices, but you really have an incredible story that, for those who did not hear it the last time, we'll just very briefly talk about how you came up with this product, Serenity Wave, that is helping put America back to sleep. So, Paul, tell us a little bit of the background, being a nuclear scientist, being in a submarine, and getting all these ideas on how to help people sleep better.
Well, I have to say that in large part, this is driven by my wife. I wanted to help my wife. My interest in sleep actually goes back to my nuclear career on a submarine. I spent 10 years in the submarine fleet. And I did have an opportunity to take 3 weeks vacation once. And in that 3 weeks, my first week, I had no dreams. I slept like I normally did. The second week, I started having very powerful dreams, you know, dreams that you wake up from perspiring.
Yes.
All right. And then the third week, I had normal dreams. And that's like 25 years ago. What I learned is that when your brain is suppressed in its ability to sleep properly and dream, and you give it the opportunity to do that, your mind catches up with you and is trying to fast forward all the dreams that it's trying to get out, and you know, to make up for all the lost time. And then by the third week, it was normal. All right, so that was an interesting experience for me.
And so, but tell us a little bit about this thing. I'm calling it a thing, but you're calling it a magnetic halo. Well, how you came up with this idea, and why is it that it actually affects people's sleep for the better, makes them relax and fall asleep?
Well, you know,
in a safe way.
When I would hold on to my wife as we fall asleep, I could tell that she was a very fitful sleeper, and I could tell it was not a smooth process. There were a couple other things that she slept with a fan by her bed, and I understand how those fans propagate magnetic fields in harmonics of 60 hertz, and I know. As a certified radiation protection technologist, I know that different types of radiation, non-ionizing and ionizing, both have an effect on you. So I wanted to see what that effect was, and after literally about 2 years worth of research, I came across an understanding of how the Earth itself, its own magnetic field, can relax us and help us sleep. The challenge, though, is that resonance that we experience from the Earth is not always there. And so what I did was I created this device to replicate what the Earth naturally does. It's very low power, about the same strength as the Earth's own magnetic field, but now it's there consistently while you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and it's I obviously was the first person to use it, and the first night I used it, I immediately knew I had successfully created the effect, and it's just people talking about it. asking me about it, that kind of propelled it to where you and I are talking about it right now, because it's helped a lot of people in plain English.
You ended up creating a company around it, Serenity Wave, and giving people a chance to be able to buy this. It's, for those of you who didn't hear the show last time, I've been using it now for since Christmas, basically. And I have to report, I am absolutely reporting that I refuse now to sleep without it. I did it once for two nights. My boyfriend stole it. And when I woke up in the middle of the night, which is very normal for me, I could not fall back asleep. But with the Serenity Wave, if I wake up, let's say, whatever, to go get some water or go to the restroom, whatever, and then come back to sleep, it's instant I go back to sleep again. The dreams that you're talking about, I can tell you, when you say powerful, they are powerful every night. And I wake up feeling so energized. And I know from, you know, I know from talking to Mike Lindell with the MyPillow situation that dreaming is what the research has shown, is that dreaming is actually the healthiest thing that can happen during your sleep time. It shows what level of sleep you're at.
Actually, while you're sleeping, your brain is processing the day's events. And even if you don't remember dreams, as long as you're getting proper rest, your brain is actually dreaming. As your brain shifts up from the lower frequencies through the theta band up into your into the alpha band, it's at that last little window of sleep where you're approaching consciousness that you tend to remember your dreams. But you can have dreams that you don't remember. The key is you have to get quality sleep.
Yes. Right?
And what the Serenity Wave does is it slows the process, essentially, of coming out of that theta band, so you have the opportunity or the experience of a longer dreaming sequence as your brain shifts back up into consciousness.
I literally feel like I dream all night, and they are so vivid. They are in color, and I mean, they're every night. I woke up yesterday morning in one of those states of one of those powerful dreams, and I said to my boyfriend, I said, I was singing in my dream, and I was singing, and I started singing the song. He's like, oh, wow, you know, what are you on? I said, nothing. I've just been, these dreams are powerful and amazing. So I wanted to report that for myself. My family also, my mother's been using it, and she is also having the same situation. Her sister, who is using it, said the same thing. She goes, I don't know if I'm sleeping better, but I'm dreaming a lot. And my mother said, well, of course you're sleeping better. You know, you didn't sleep at all before you started using this, and now you're having dreams. Do people not recognize that they're actually sleeping?
Well, what I'm discovering is that a lot of people are not self-aware. So, you know, they'll go to sleep, and what my direct observations when for 2 years before I went public with this, everybody that used it, I interfaced with, so I could see the effect on them. And I would just point out subtle things to them. And they're like, oh, yeah, I never really thought of that, or I see you're right. You know, the most common thing is around 2 or 3 in the afternoon, they wouldn't need coffee anymore. They were sharp at our end-of-day meeting or whatever it was. And then it would click in their brain, and then they would actually get one for their wife or friends, because they saw that, yes, I actually now am alert longer through the day. I have energy. So some people I consider more self-aware, the first night, it's very powerful, and depending on their need, they some people literally had not slept in 20 years before they used this. So they would text me or call me the very next morning. And one child, in the case of one child, their parents hadn't seen the child sleep. When you know, they used it themselves first, I understand, then they let their child use it. And they actually had to go in because they had never seen their child fall asleep peacefully before. So right. And that was the very first night the child used it.
And that's an amazing thing. When you love someone and you know that they are not sleeping, not only is you feel better because you're more relaxed, but you just the happiness you feel for someone who's finally getting good sleep. I want to give out the number again to call and get your questions answered by Paul Bode, the founder, the inventor of Serenity Wave Magnetic Halo. The number to call is 800-848-WABC. Yes, 800-848-9222. We want you to call in here and ask your questions. We've got some people on the lines right now. We want to come back to your phone calls. Again, we're talking about Serenity Wave. The website where you can order yours and finally get a good night's sleep is myserenitywave.com. myserenitywave.com, myserenitywave.com. And just so you know, if you put WABC in the promo code, you will get $50 off. This wonderful discount that Paul is giving our listeners is only going to last till the end of the week. So definitely get in on it. Again, myserenitywave.com, put into the promo code WABC for a $50 discount. Now, for those of you without a computer, here is the number for Serenity Wave. You can call and order one directly at 479-304-7830. Again, that number is 479-304-7830. 479-304-7830. I'm Laura Smith, back with Paul Bodie and Serenity Wave, and your phone calls next on Living Better with Laura Smith. Don't go away. 77 WABC. Welcome back to Living Better with Laura Smith, the show that lets you connect with the experts. So grateful to have Paul Bodie here today of Serenity Wave. Serenity Wave is a magnetic halo that is not only helping me fall asleep, but keeping me asleep all night long. And we're taking your phone calls on it because this is really, I think, a game changer. In fact, I know it is, and my mom is using it as well. 800-848-WABC will get you in on the conversation and your questions by this nuclear scientist who came up with it with me here. 800-848-9222. Paul Bodie, we've got a lot of people calling in. They want to know. So many people in America are struggling with sleep. Let's go to Rob in Westchester first. Rob, hi, what's your question for Paul?
Okay, guys, thank you. It seems very interesting. Okay, Paul, is this device good for just falling asleep, or does it also help interrupted sleep, you know, waking up, getting up too early?
Well, that's a good question, Rob. And one of the common feedbacks I get is that people tend to sleep through the night, and if they were in the past getting up, you know, sometimes, you know, five or six times during the night, the common feedback I get is that they either don't wake up in the night or they fall back asleep within minutes, and then they sleep the rest of the night.
That's what my mother said. She usually gets up and vacuums in the middle of the night. She said now she's just waking up and falling back asleep. Sorry, go ahead, Rob.
Yes, you know, I'm going to be 70 in a few months. So as I've gotten older, my sleep is more fragmented. So I do take melatonin and things along that line. Do you find that you can use that in conjunction? You might not need some of these natural sleep aids?
Well, I do know from working with a lot of people that several people that use this have totally stopped taking any supplements to sleep. They just, within 15 minutes of putting their head on their pillow, they're asleep and they sleep through the night. So, you know, each person is a little different, but based on the results of people, they absolutely simply stop taking it because they don't need it anymore.
Okay, and one last thing for my godmother. God bless her. She's 100.
Oh, bless
and,
her.
Unfortunately, she's in a hospital, but she sleeps a lot. Now, I don't know if it's depression. I'm in New York. She's in Massachusetts with my godfather. Would something like this help someone that's older, or maybe their biochemistry, their neurotransmitters, fragmented or whatever? Would it help them at all, like maybe to balance the sleep cycle instead of sleeping too much?
I don't have too many octogenarians or older using it, but I can say that my father uses it. And
my mom's 80 and uses it.
All right, and I can tell you that my sister was taking care of him one day, and she didn't realize he was using Serenity Wave. And when I asked him on the phone, I said, "Dad, are you still using this?" Because this is before anybody knew about it. He had one of the early prototypes. And he says, "Yes, I use it every night." And then my sister, Marianne, said, she goes, "That explains it." Because my father, who used to always require a nap in the afternoon, didn't need any naps. He would get up in the morning, go to church, you know, go get his food. And he wasn't in a position where he had to come back. So and that prompted her to ask me to use one, because she saw in my 83-year-old father that he was more energetic and happier in the afternoon using it. So I really don't have a lot of data on old people in that age group, but my inclination would be that their brain functions the way yours and mine does, so I wouldn't see why it wouldn't help.
Right. And the main source is through serenitywave.com with the WABC promo code?
It's Rob. It's myserenitywave.com. So put the word my in front of it, myserenitywave.com. And yes, definitely put WABC in the promo code, $50 off this week only if you do that. Rob, thank you for your call. That was a great way to start us off. We're going to go next to Ronnie in Peekskill. Hi, Ronnie. What's your question for Paul Bodie?
Oh, I just wanted to call Paul and talk about the Serenity Wave. I've been using it for about a year now. I got one of the first models and then bought a newer model. And I could have answered some of those questions. I would fall asleep pretty easily, but wake up every night. I'd wake up within a half hour or an hour. And then I would wake up every hour. I'd be up like five times a night.
Wow.
Now I pretty much sleep pretty much through the night. I might wake up once for, you know, the bathroom or something, the restroom, but other than that, then I get right back to sleep. And I used to take the melatonin and that stuff, and it made me feel horrible in the morning. So this really has given me good sleep, and I have a lot more energy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I have to say, Ron was one of the very first people to use it, and I remember a text I got from him the very first morning he used it. Yeah, it was to the effect of, "This is awesome stuff," right? And
Ronnie, it said exactly the same thing as my mother. Where she used to wake up five, six, seven times a night, now she's only waking up once or twice, but she goes right back to sleep. And I'm telling you, my mother has never done that. She, like I said, she would literally get up in the middle of the night. She would iron a basket of clothes or vacuum the floor at 2-3 o'clock in the morning. She's like, I don't do that anymore. So, Ronnie, I know exactly what you're talking about, and I have exactly the same experience with it. Thank you so much for calling in with your comments. Appreciate that a lot. Judy in the Bronx, you're next. What is your question for Paul Bode of Serenity Wave? Judy?
Hi.
Hi, dear. What's your question?
I've had several strokes, and I also had brain surgery where I have a stent in one of the arteries in my brain. Can I use Serenity Wave?
Well, that's a good question. I've not actually run into a situation where somebody had a stent in their brain. And so what I'm willing to work with your doctor on this. I'm not sure what the ferromagnetic nature of your stent is off the top of my head. So I won't say no or yes right now, but I will offer, if you contact me through our customer support, I'm willing to work with your doctor, because that's a great question. I'm sure other people have that question. And like I said, the only reason I'm not going to answer right now is I need to better understand the ferromagnetic nature of the material that was placed in your brain, the stent. And the only way for me to do that really is work with your doctor.
I think the material used was nickel and platinum.
All right, so I'm going to take some notes here. I'm not going to draw any conclusions on the air. What I'm going to do is ask you on the My Serenity Wave webpage. There's a customer form that you can put a question to.
Do you have a computer, Judy, that you use?
I do have a computer, but it's not working right now.
All right, okay. So why don't you do this? I'm going to ask you once we get off the line. I'm going to ask.
Yeah, hold on the line, Judy.
If you wouldn't
mind giving your phone number to Izzy, who is taking the calls right now, then Paul will be happy to call you during the week, right, Paul?
Right, yeah. So I'll give you a call, and I'll get in contact with your doctor, and we'll get an answer for you. And that's a great question, because I'm sure other people have the same question, and I might as well figure this out with you, and we'll go forward.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Judy, very much.
You're quite welcome. Thank
great
you.
Great question. God bless. Devin in Fishkill, what's your comment or question for Paul Bode of Serenity Wave, the magnetic halo?
Hi, Laura. Hi, Paul. Not so much a question. I just want to say thanks for taking my call. I finally got through.
Sure.
I just want to relate my experience with the halo. It has been everything everybody's been saying prior. Just you wake up and you literally say to yourself, wow, that was a good night's sleep.
and it sounds too good to be true, but it's true.
It's true, and you know it, and it just really starts your day off great. But I just want to give you a little story. I said I was almost hesitant to buy it, but I was a New York City firefighter for 30 years. So like Paul, maybe in his experience in the submarine, it's rough to sleep or no sleep, and you sort of get used to it. So when I retired after almost 30 years, I was just looking forward to a good night's sleep. I figured it might take me a while, but I'll get there. And I wasn't getting a good night's sleep. When I saw the halo, I said, I have to try this. So I tried it, and it was literally the first morning after I woke up using it. It was just, that's the way it was. Just
And has it continued to help you, Devin?
Well, there's a little more to the story. In fact, you touched on it a little bit in your intro. So my son invited me out of state to go visit him and tour around a little bit of his state. And when I came back after a couple weeks, I went that night to use it. I said to my wife, where's the halo? She goes, I've been using it the last 2 weeks because she had been taking supplements, and a doctor told her, you need to stop the supplements. It's no good. So she tried my halo, and she absolutely loved it, and she wasn't giving it back to me. She goes, you need to get your own. So I had to order another one for myself, and it's just been great. We both sleep well, and she sleeps actually much less than she used to. So that's a huge plus for her, just a life changer.
But, that's interesting. So she actually sleeps less, but she has energy during the day.
Absolutely. She does it the same, like you said earlier, she does it nap in the afternoon. But another little side story is when I tell friends or family about this, it never fails. Somewhere in the conversation, they ask, well, can I borrow yours? And I tell them, just my wife told me, nope, you need to get your own because you're going to order one anyway. So
right.
Let's save a step here. So I just want to tell everybody listening that it's everything you've been saying it is, and you have the insight, and Paul, you sound like you have the background, that you answer the questions with such depth, and it really is a great product.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Devin, so much for calling in today. That was lovely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Yeah, this is the kind of feedback. I have the same thing. I was even, like, excitedly telling you things on the last commercial break because I'm too feeling so excited about it. I said on the commercial break to you, Paul, I said, is it normal to sleep longer? And you said yes, because I'm finding that I'm actually sleeping about between 8 and 9 hours, which is unusual for me. I used to sleep like 6 to 7. Is that normal to sleep more, and is that okay? Because I feel like I'm sleeping really deeply.
Well, like I said, no two people are the same. This does entrain your brain into a sleep range. So the inclination is for you to want to sleep. So what I encourage people to do is, and in one humorous case, a person actually had to go get themselves an alarm clock because before using Serenity Wave, they didn't need one. Mm-hmm. They were sleeping, down through the night. And now that he had Serenity Wave, he had to get himself an alarm clock. So I encourage people to not spend their lives in bed sleeping, even though that, maybe...
But I'm not napping anymore.
Right.
But I was one of those that 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 3, 4 o'clock, man, oh boy, I just was dreaming about where can I find a bed kind of thing. I have not done that. Well, that is another thing.
The average person between like 11 and 2, if you're not getting sleep, somewhere between 11 and 2, you'll start to get drowsy.
Start to crash, yeah.
Right. And that's really a good measure. If you make it to 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and you're not getting any cognitive fog or crashing, then that's a good sign that you're getting a good night's sleep.
That's amazing. We're going to take another really quick break here and come back because the phones are ringing off the hook. 800-848-WABC is the number. Get your questions answered from this wonderful guy, Paul Bode. He's created something called Serenity Wave. It's a magnetic halo you put under your pillow. You can't even feel it. It doesn't move either. It stays nice and intact, and your life is going to change. I'm telling you, it has for me, it has for my dear mom, my aunt, and it's going to be exponential like that because this is the real deal. It was created, founded, and invented by this nuclear scientist who's on the air with me today. He's a smarty, let me tell you, and he's got all the science behind how it works, but it's natural, it's safe, and it's a life changer. Serenity Wave, you can order it right now online at myserenitywave.com. Myserenitywave.com. Don't forget the myserenitywave.com. Or if you don't have a computer today, you can call this number, 479-304-7830. 479-304-7830. 479-304-7830. And when we come back, more of your phone calls and questions for Mr. Paul Bode of Serenity Wave. I'm Laura Smith. This is Living Better, and it's the show that lets you connect with the experts. We're live today on a rainy Sunday afternoon. Don't go away. 77 WABC. Welcome back to Living Better with Laura Smith, the show that lets you connect with the experts now in year 8, connecting with all of you and hopefully making your lives better, changing them for the better with wonderful ideas, products, businesses, good services, and good company of people like Paul Bode. He's here, the CEO and inventor of a wonderful, wonderful device. I'm going to call it a device, product, whatever. Serenity Wave. It's a magnetic halo. You put it in your pillow, and the sleeping happens naturally, organically, safely every night, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. I'm a devotee. Don't anybody try to borrow mine ever, because I ain't giving it away. That's all I have to say. We're asking you to call in and ask your questions, because the nuclear scientist who invented it is sitting right here with me. 800-848-WABC is the number. 800-848-9222. We have a lot of people calling in.
I just have to say, you know, one thing, you know, this whole thing came about so organically, because like I said, I originally created one for my wife to improve the probability that while she's sleeping that her body would heal itself while she's sleeping. And you know what happened was the word got out to one person, all right, and then that person in their daily life interfaced with other people, that the person he shared the office with comes to me and says, can I have one too, because I see the change in, you know, that person. And it really, I got to a point where all my free time was spent
making these
units for people. Mm-hmm. And I had to stop, because originally it took me like 5 hours to make one from scratch. Mm-hmm. Right? These things don't manufacture themselves.
Right.
So, there's a lot of science behind this. I would never put something under my wife's pillow that I don't thoroughly understand, and that I feel is safe. You know, 35 years in nuclear power, I'm a very conservative designer of products. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
But I just have to say, it's amazing. I'm helping. You know, we're helping all these people, and it just started out with one device that one person found out about.
So. Absolutely, and it's exponential, because that's what happens when you know, I'm a personal believer that everything that we need for our lives is available from the earth. And you talk about the magnetic halo as being akin to the grounding of the earth and the magnetic principles behind it as well. So I'm all for that. Anything that's natural and simple, I trust that. And I trust you too. You're having trouble hearing from your cell phone. Okay. We're going to get you plugged in here. If you could just come in, that would be great. We're going to get you. Yeah. So your things.
This thing just fell apart.
You're a nuclear scientist, but we can't get the headphones to work.
Give me a second to fix it.
All right. Come on in here, somebody, and in the meantime,
I fix it.
Okay, very good. He fixed there. That's what you get for being a scientist. All right, we are going to go back to the phones. People have been super patient holding on here. We're going to go first to Eric in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Hi, what's your question or comment for Paul Bode?
Hi, I have already been listening. I mean, I've listened since the beginning of your program here, and I know that you've done extensive studies. I was wondering if you had the opportunity to do any blind studies and...
Well, that's a very good question. And at some point, I probably will get around to doing a blind study, but I have to say that the whole reason that you and I are even talking every person that used it for, you know, like the first 100 people, these are all people that came to me on their own because they knew other people and then saw how positively it affected them. So I haven't done any deliberate blind studies. All I'm basically doing is meeting the demand, because it obviously works. Now, I will say, though, in the early stages, when I was developing different methodologies to produce this resonance, a test subject, it might fail. So I have to recall one humorous anecdote where I gave it to the healthcare worker of my father. She had one. She wanted one because she found out about it. And she brought it back like a week or two later, and she goes, it doesn't work anymore. The light is on, it's blinking, but it's not working. I'm like, you sure? All right. And so now here's this device telling her that it's working, but she used to have to take a leave to go to sleep at night. And she had to start doing that again. So sure enough, when I opened it up, there was a problem with it. That was one of my handmade ones. So I basically repaired it there on the spot and gave it back to her. And I have other anecdotes where a cleaning woman unplugged this other, the woman's unit. She kept it, hers plugged in 24/7. All right, it ran 24/7. So she complained to my business partner that, hey, this doesn't work anymore. And he's like, you sure? And it comes to light that the cleaning woman unplugged it. So she didn't know anything. Nothing changed. But the first night it was unplugged, she called Mara the next day and said, this isn't working. And when we got to the bottom of it, it was simply not plugged in. So I do have, I could go on for quite a while on all these anecdotes. So the short answer is I have not done any deliberate blind studies, but I can tell you and I are talking about this because it's helped so many people. I could succeed without doing any blind studies.
I think that's great. I mean, I've already gone online and used the code.
Oh, and, good, Eric. That's
so
great.
I haven't slept for about 2 years and like not more than an hour and a half.
Wow. I hope that in the next time we're on the air, you call in and give us your story.
please do, Eric. That would be wonderful. Yeah,
absolutely will.
Give it a couple of weeks so that you can get acclimated to it, because like a lot of people, like they say, they're so not used to dreaming the way they end up dreaming with the Serenity Wave that they think that, well, how could they be sleeping and having all these, you know,
right,
incredible dreams? But, you know, so maybe give it, what, a couple of weeks,
yeah,
Paul?
So what I'm discovering is there are people out there that are truly sleep deprived, and this is helping their brains relax. So the if you've not been sleeping properly for a long time, then you're going to experience a change. You might experience some vivid dreaming, but in some cases it's more subtle. All right, there's a 30-day money back guarantee which allows you. I encourage people. It's in the instructions. Please use it for 2 weeks straight, and then look yourself in the mirror and say, "Am I a different person?" And then you still have 2 weeks to return it if you're not satisfied with it. I'm confident that you most people on the first night they notice a difference the following day, but I do encourage people to use it for 2 weeks straight to realize the full benefits of it.
Eric, thank you so much, and good luck with that. Eric is ordering from myserenitywave.com, and he's putting WABC into the promo code so he can get $50 off, which is only for this week. Next week, you're going to do a discount as well, but it's only going to be for $25. So this is the week to get in for that at myserenitywave.com. Okay, next we're going to go to Joe in Staten Island. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
Thanks for calling Living Better today. What's your question for Paul Bodie?
Paul, here's my question. I just ordered your unit, so I can't wait for that. Because I wake up about five times a night, and a lot of times when I go back to bed, I just think about it for 2 hours. I keep looking at the clock, and it's a horror because you're so depressed and everything.
All right, so let me just interrupt one thing. When you look at your clock, this is a behavior that can help a lot of people if they just change this one behavior. Your visual cortex, when it's stimulated at night, it's a logarithmic function. It changes its sensitivity based on the stimulus to it. So if you look at that clock at night and you stimulate your visual cortex, that tells your brain, hey, I might have to get up any minute. I'm not going to let him go really deeply asleep because the sunlight might be coming. So even if you don't get a Serenity Wave unit, I can still help people by giving that simple advice. Do not look at light at night, all right? And if you can, if you have to, get the dimmest thing you can get to tell you what time it is.
Yeah, well, you know what? I shut everything. It's dark at night, but my problem is my mind. I constantly think of everything, everything about Trump, about this, about that, constantly. And I can't, even when I talk to people, I'm thinking of something else. My mind is always running like that, and that's been a problem. But the sleep has gotten worse, you know, in the last few years. Here's my other question. Did you ever hear of the right machine?
The Rife machine?
Rife, Rife machine.
Rife machine.
It was done by a scientist back in 1930. He's a scientist, and what he basically works with is frequencies. I purchased it, and what it does is it sends out frequencies to do different things to your body. like the Earth. I'm not sure the number. I don't know if it's 483 hertz is the Earth's normal spinning for health, for life. I'm not sure of that exact frequency, but well, I've used it for my diabetes, and it uses a remote. In other words, I have a generator, and it sends out these frequencies. It's all programmed, and it's up to 22,000 different programs that you could do. But that's the reason why I called you, because I figured you're into all of this.
One of the things I have to say is that I actually just Googled the Rife machine to make sure I understand what you're talking about. And I have to say, when I was looking for something to build something for my wife, I actually looked to see if I could buy something. I said somebody had to have created what I'm looking for already. So I looked out at a lot of electromagnetic equipment and different types of therapies, and it didn't meet my design objectives. So it had to be simple, no electrodes, no change to the bed, no nothing, simple to operate. So when I look at something that says there's a specific frequency for every single, disease or whatever, I'm always cautious about that, because that's not necessarily how the body works. The best thing to do is put your body in a position where it can do what it's supposed to do. And that's my philosophy, is to be as natural as possible and then give your body the environment where it can do, because nobody can build a machine that's better designed than the body itself to take care of itself. So all we can do is put it in that environment so where it can take care of itself. So I'm familiar with a lot of different equipment. There's other machines out there that are similar to the Rife machine. I'm not going to say it doesn't work per se, but because I have no personal experience with it, I haven't looked at any reports. But the emphasis on my company is to be as natural as possible, and let your body do what it was designed to do on its own. So.
Okay,
Joe.
When you do go back online, check out Spooky 2, the number 2. And I know why people laugh, because it's spooky, because it's able to do, sends out frequencies, all over. Check it out, and
I'll
call you back after I check out the
okay, thank you very much.
Wave. Joe, thank you so much.
I have to say that lots of people have called me, what about this, what about this? And I would have to say now about 10% of my time is like, well, let me check that out.
You're still researching.
A stencilizer or this and that. And there's a lot of gimmicks out there, and there are some good things out there. And the device I've developed is specifically, targeted for sleep in as unobtrusive a manner as possible.
Yes, you cannot feel it, people. I am absolutely 100% speaking that you don't know it's there. You just don't know it's there. It's super, super lightweight, and like it's a halo. It really is. It's light, and you just don't know it's there, and it stays put all night. Let's go next to Elizabeth in Florida. Hi, Elizabeth. Thanks so much for listening online. What's your question or comment for Paul?
Oh, I have a couple of comments. I have my Serenity Wave for about a month and a half. And first, I'll say hello to everybody. I noticed, and I didn't take me a month or a couple of weeks, but within two nights, I already noticed an immediate difference where I normally got up 3 or 4 times a night. I get up maybe once a night, maybe 2 times a night, and when I go back to bed, I go back into a heavy dream state.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things I noticed in the first few days. Another time, I woke up like 3:30 in the morning, and I thought, gee, why am I waking up so early now? And then I looked, and I didn't have my Serenity Wave in my pillowcase.
I guess that's a blind study.
And the other thing I wanted to say is I always thought I dreamed in color, but it was like even a week ago, it was like when I first woke up, I was like I knew all the colors. I was dreaming in my dream. And you just go into such a nice...
Oh, so are you telling me that you used to dream before, but now that you're consciously aware that you dream in colors? Is that what you're telling me?
That I dreamed in colors. But like a week ago, it was like a white bouquet of roses. And I went over and I dropped the red rose in the center of the bouquet. And I woke up in the morning. I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe. It was like so totally clear.
Yep.
I'm dreaming in color.
Me too, Elizabeth. Exactly the same with me. Thank you for your fabulous call.
Hey, thanks for sharing that. That's the first time somebody explained it that way to me. So I'm gonna make note of that.
I'm dreaming in taste, also in smell. I had a dream the other night that I was eating an apple fritter shaped like a heart for Valentine's Day, and I could taste that. Then when I got up, I have to get the
right frequency for steak tartare.
It's really, really amazing. I had a dream. I know this is crazy, but this is the kind of healthy, like, it's so deep and wonderful. I dreamt that I was with an orangutan, and it was crying, and I saw the orangutan, the color, and I woke up that morning, and I looked, and the first news report I saw was that these orangutans were being persecuted, being killed in this one jungle somewhere. It's reaching these levels and depths of ability that in the more, you know, when I'm usually like kicking around and I've got to get up and all this kind of stuff, instead I'm going through this amazing feeling of like, just, I can't even explain it. I wake up so refreshed from these dreams.
Well, I'm glad. I'm like I said in the first show, I'm kind of humbled by all this, and that's kind of a new feedback, a nuance I hadn't really been made aware of before, that people dreamed, but now they're aware of the fact that they're dreaming in color. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to monitor that.
And taste and smell. Marianne, you're our final call for this show. What's your quick question for Paul Bodie?
Thank you very much for taking the call. My question is, my son, when he sleeps at night, he kind of like, he jumps and he wakes up and then he just turns over and he doesn't remember that he jumped and wake up and just turned over, but he never feels rested. It doesn't matter whether he's in bed 8, 9 hours of sleep hours. So
well,
would this be good
I can
for
tell
him?
You, I can tell you that when I would have my arms around my wife, one of the things that prompted me to do this research was her body would convulse while she was falling asleep. All right. And that's actually what caused me initially to kind of pursue this whole thing. And, you know, my wife now, when she goes to bed, she falls asleep peacefully. It's a much more peaceful process. And I'm not sensing her body twitching like that. So all I can do, all I can do is tell you to try it. There's if it doesn't help, you can always return it. But, you know, I can't help but think, based on all the other anecdotes people have told me, that would be likely to help them.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time. So I'll make it a quick call. Thank you.
Thank you,
Marianne.
Very much. We appreciate and we hope you get great results with it. Thank you so much. Paul, we're going to take another very quick break. We want to remind everybody that this week you get $50 off of the Serenity Wave Magnetic Halo so that you can finally get the sleep your body has been craving, maybe even your entire life. Here's how you get it. You go to MySerenityWave.com. MySerenityWave.com. Put WABC in the promo code for that. $50 off. It's only happening for this week. Next week, it'll be a different discount. But today, 50% off. $50 off, not 50%. Sorry. That's my bad. $50 off. MySerenityWave.com. Also, here's the number to call if you don't have a computer. It's 479 area code, 479 304-7830. 479-304-7830. MySerenityWave.com. Put WABC in the promo code, and we'll be right back. More Living Better on the way. Welcome back. 77 WABC. It's Living Better with Laura Smith, the show that lets you connect with the experts. And I'm so grateful to have a wonderful guest to the show. This is the second time you've been on, and it is such an education, and it's such a wonderful, wonderful feeling to know that the information that's going out on the airwaves is going to actually and has already changed lives, changed my life, my mom's, my aunt's, and it can do it for you as well. It's called Serenity Wave, a magnetic halo that Paul Bode, the CEO and the inventor of this incredible product, who did it just organically to try to help his wife, who wasn't sleeping very well. Well, I think he's changing the world with that one great idea, and we're so grateful. You're a nuclear scientist. You've got all the science to back up this incredible product, but you've got some research that you've done a lot of research on sleep and right. so forth.
Well, so interestingly enough, you know, now that it's kind of growing a little bit, the other people are getting involved. And one thing that I was made aware of, and I've, you know, everybody understands it, you know, intuitively, but there's an organization called the OECD. I think it's called the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development.
Wow. Okay.
And they do lots of international studies. There's rules, and it tends to be very good and objective. So I was presented some information. It's kind of fascinating. Various countries have looked at sleep, quality of sleep and sleep deprivation to see what kind of effect it has on economies. And I was surprised to learn in the year they did, this is, I think, around the 2010 timeframe, the United States, the cost to poor sleep, not just sleep deprivation, just poor sleep, which results in lack of focus,
productivity.
$411 billion in 1 year just because of sleep issues. That was the year they did it was 2.28% of their GDP. And then I go down the list. Now, we're the biggest because we have such a big economy, so we're at 2.28%. Japan, in this report, actually had a higher percentage of 2.92%. Their loss, $138 billion. Okay, sleep issues. $60 billion Germany, $50 billion in UK, Canada, $21.4 billion. So when you look at this, you know, this has grown very organically. One by one, person coming to me, just pretty much in some cases begging me for one. 3 weeks somebody was asking me for one. I finally found the time to make them one. Okay, but, you know, this not only is it good for the individual, I can tell you anecdotes where it's helped couples. One particular experience where a man kind of laughed to me, and I heard his wife in the background. He says, now that we're both using Serenity Wave, we don't fight as much anymore. We're getting along better. So individually, the family unit, and even our economy can benefit simply from sleeping better.
And you know what? Since you're talking about couples and you're talking about lovingly holding your wife at night and everything, it's Valentine's Day this week, people. Tuesday. You can get roses, you can get chocolate, you can get, you know, maybe even diamonds or something. But what about giving the gift to your partner of good sleep? Imagine that. Imagine changing their life in a huge way with the simple act of giving them a Serenity Wave. I think that that's what I'm going to give my boyfriend because doesn't sleep at all.
And don't forget, I had couples in mind, and I do offer the Honey Halo. I have to apologize. We're a company starting up, so we're a little rough. But, so there's a couple of Honey Halos that I need to still send out.
What's Honey Halo?
A Honey Halo is simply an extra adapter and a halo. I designed the unit to be able to support two halo units, so it saves money for couples. They don't actually have to buy a separate one, but I do encourage them to buy two units if they can afford it, because when you travel, there's only one unit. It goes with whoever's. Right? So if for other couples that don't travel a lot and they're always going to be together, then I would recommend getting the Honey Halo. It saves you about $100.
That's awesome. And you still get to save the $50 this week.
Right.
You're doing till the end of the week.
That's correct.
And then it'll be $25 for the following week. So this is a great week, Valentine's week, to get your honey a wonderful Serenity Wave Magnetic Halo. Paul Bode, thank you again. You are such a joy to have on this show.
Thank you for inspiring me to do this and working with me. I really appreciate that. And it does get the word out and educate people.
To me, this is the true spirit of America. Entrepreneurism, it's really, truly a beautiful thing. You found a need and you're filling it, and you happen to be an expert in this type of science. So thank you for that. For a great night's sleep for the rest of your life, Serenity Wave Magnetic Halo is working for me and my family now. By all means, order yours this week. Get $50 off if you put WABC in the promo code. Here is the website, myserenitywave.com. myserenitywave.com. Also, you can call 479-304-7830. 479-304-7830. Paul Bode, thank you once again.
Thank you.
Creator, inventor, and CEO of Serenity Wave. Lots of love. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. God bless you. Have a beautiful week. And sleep tight with Serenity Wave.
It's 1:41 Mountain Time in Roswell, New Mexico, and you're listening to Night Call. From New York City, I'm Emily Yoshida.
And from Los Angeles, I am Tess Lynch.
And Molly Lambert.
And this is Night Call, a weekly podcast to keep you company during those strange days and lonely nights. Some of you may know us from our previous podcast that we did at Grantland, RIP.
Listen to Night Call every Monday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite shows.